Hello again, welcome to Look and See. Look and See is my photoblog, and I'm Gordon Smith. The website to accompany this audio is at las.new-england.net.au, and today's Sunday, November the 7th. We went to the New England Regional Arts Museum for lunch, then I had a look around. It was a pretty sunny day today, not too hot. Chilly start though, 5 to 22 Celsius, 40 to 72 Fahrenheit. Mind you, that didn't stop me getting overly hot as we cleared out the carport late morning today. But it looks much cleaner, and all the better for it. Then we went to the Art Museum, the New England Regional Art Museum, home of the Sperry Coventry and Howard Hinton art collections, and other things. So, the photographs for today, Sunday, November 7th, are a record of that trip. And first we had some lunch. And just playing around with the camera at lunchtime, I was taken by the half-seenness of a couple of things. The first because of gauze on a window. The first photograph shows that the top half of the people enjoying lunch is somewhat less clear than the bottom half of the frame. But because of the way I've composed the photograph, the heads aren't visible in the frame. So we have no idea who those people are. So it just was one of those quirkiness moments that appealed to me. The bottom third essentially is in the clear, the middle third is less clear, and the top third is non-existent. Well, it appealed to me. The second photograph, another of those quirky moments. The person in the foreground is not seen in the clear by virtue of lower light inside. So there's a silhouette effect, and the composition means that we can't see the face. And the person in the foreground is obscuring the person in the background, so we can't really identify that person either. The third photograph. Well, we're at the Arts Museum, the Art Gallery. So what are we looking at here? Is it a picture in a frame, or a scene through a window? And there the question hangs. And the next three photographs are a record of what was inside. I didn't take note of the name of this exhibition, I'm afraid, but I was taken by this life-size rhinoceros. And it was only once I got up close that I noticed it was made from clothing in a papier-mâché fashion. Quite an amazing structure. I presume, I didn't examine it too closely, I presume it was a wire frame with the clothing pasted around the outside of the frame. I took note of the notices that said exhibits are fragile, don't touch, so I didn't go poking around to examine it as we humans are wont to do. The next photograph, a view of the one of the viewing halls from the entrance with the wide-angle lens. These photographs are all taken with the available light. No flashlights allowed inside. And Personally, I prefer to use the available light because it's more even in scenes like this. Flash wouldn't make it to the extremes of the picture. The text below the two images in the center of the photograph says blank, vacant, deadpan, expressionless. In the case of the two here, that's exactly what they're doing. And the final photograph for today, a figure, perhaps a religious figure from Asia. But behind it, the harsh, sunlit trees and outdoors. A tricky shot in that if you're not careful, the camera's exposure meter will expose for one or other. In this case, it would probably expose for the outside, and you would get a silhouette effect on the figure. But this one's come out reasonably well. The figure is lit by the available light, and the outside is perhaps a little bit overexposed, a little bit burnt out. Can't really see much of the detail, but that's fine. It's not the intention to be looking at what's outside the window. The more blurry, the better. And just, I made a comment about the harsh, high altitude sunlight. It's the case that in Armadale, which is 1,000 meters above sea level, about 3,400 feet above sea level, the ultraviolet exposure is about 22% higher than that at sea level. So we have to be a bit careful about getting sunburned. So there we have the content for today, Sunday, November the 7th. On Look and See, my photo book. My email address, if you'd like to send me an email, is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. I hope you manage to come by another day soon. Until then, bye for now.